I've been a hoe from early. I had a boyfriend in nursery.
Hi everyone, welcome to Pink Matter, a podcast that discusses the modern woman. I'm Sam Ray.
And I'm Jamila Joa. Follow us on SoundCloud and Twitter at The Pink Matter, and we are also available on iTunes and Audioboom.
Also, follow us on our personal Twitters at LoveSaray
and at Jamila Joa. And don't forget,
on Wednesdays we listen to Pink Matter.
Pussy Clark.
I knew you.
You know, I actually planned to say something else.
I know, so I couldn't think of something.
So, Sam, how was your introduction? I say it like I wasn't there.
Oh, it was crazy.
For those that don't know, introduction is a part of Yoruba culture where it's the families, they meet each other, they pray, they sing, and then they party.
Bring some gifts.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. But my introduction, however, had to be completely different and completely extra. Came like an engagement, guys.
It was lit though.
It was, yeah. I'm not going to lie, so much stress leading up to it, but it was actually like, I'm surprised at how well it turned out. I'm so happy. My friends, oh, just amazing. I wanted to cry when I was messaging them. I messaged them all the next day.
It was amazing. It was so adorable when they were doing the, you know, the kneeling part.
Frustrated. Seriously, I almost shed a tear. If you guys are on my Snapchat or any of my girl Snapchats, you would have seen.
It was
the sweetest thing. And I really, like, I had to thank some of my boyfriend's friends because some of them aren't Nigerian. And they still did it. And they were like, of course, they'll do anything for him. Aww. Same as I would do anything for my friends if it was the other way around and vice versa. So, yeah, they were like prostrating. It was so cute.
I really loved the host. The host was so jokes.
She's crazy.
She was so funny.
She was crazy. Like, she made them march as well.
Yeah.
Apparently that's what you do. But
I don't remember
I've never been to an introduction, so I wouldn't know.
Actually, I can't lie. Whenever I go to introduction, I'm not really there to watch that bit because I can't be bothered.
Yeah, exactly. But introductions are actually supposed to be done in the house.
Yeah, they're supposed to be more informal than formal.
Yeah, exactly. Like all the ghillie and stuff that we took, that was not supposed to happen,
but we look good though.
Yeah, you know, just had to just do everything extra. Sneak but that ghillie, I wish now I used that for my actual trad wedding because oh my days, the blue, the teal that the girls used, it was amazing. That color scheme was amazing, but you know, have to think of something better next time.
Enjoyment. Anyway, guys, hi, I'm Jamila Joie
and I'm Sam Ray,
and we are back again.
Again.
I feel like we haven't recorded in ages
because we did the other one in advance.
Yeah.
So
I feel like it's been like a month. It's been almost.
It hasn't. It's been three weeks.
Yeah.
But just want to let you guys know I'm not feeling myself today at all. She's almost called in sick, but you know, you can't call in sick on a podcast. I wanted someone to replace me for today, but you know, last minute and
that. Speaking of which.
Yeah, I was going to get to that, but yeah.
We may have opportunities for people to replace Sam while she is
temporarily guys
while she is pregnant, so you know, hit us up at pinkmattercontact@gmail.com if you are interested. And if I haven't already, I will probably reach out to some people that I think are quite interesting. So
yeah. We're only gonna have, like, unfortunately only be one episode at a time because, you know, I don't want anyone to start getting attached to someone else. But you know, a girl's gotta have her maternity at the end of the day, so yeah. I'm gonna need like 1 or 2 months off, so that's at least 4 episodes we'll need cover for.
Reach out to me if you're opinionated. Is that the word?
Opinionated.
That's what? It. I was like, opinionated.
Opinionated.
So reach out to me. Let me know if you want to be on the podcast. And yeah, let's get started with the show.
Want to achieve that celebrity look you've been eyeing on Instagram? Look no further. Daya's Hair and Beauty, also known as Hairess, provide quality luxury virgin hair extensions and is one of the biggest luxury hair companies in the UK that ships internationally. Donned by the likes of Lyra Galore, Letitia Grace and other beauties, you too can achieve that goddess-like look. Luckily for you, we have a discount code for our listeners. So head over to dayashairandbeauty.com and use the discount code PINKMATTER to get coins off your purchases.
So, on today's episode, Pink Matter asks, I forgot the question.
I thought you had it written down.
It's can't. I'm better looking at my phone. I don't even have it.
I thought you had it written down.
So
okay.
Today, Pink Matter asks, what are you... No, that's still not the question.
Do you think hitting your kids is a form of
abuse or a form of discipline?
Yeah.
We got there.
Okay, so let's wheel that.
Pink Matter asks, do you think hitting your children is a form of abuse or a form of discipline?
There we go. I think it's discipline, straight up and down, left, right, centre. But it depends how you hit them. But sometimes an extreme beating is necessary, depending on the offence.
Seriously. I've never gotten beaten before. Well, I've got beaten.
Oh, sorry. Once. Sorry, privileged kid.
Shut up.
Lives in a 5-bedroom mansion.
No. My mum never beat me yet, ever in my life. But I've been beaten once, and it was by my uncle.
Guys.
It was so traumatic.
All the beatings I've received are flashing before my eyes. I swear to
God. Sam, it was so traumatic. So this was when I was living in America, right? So I was staying with my uncle, and I think I complimented one girl I know on her socks. I was like, I don't know, like 9 at the time or something. So I complimented some girl on her socks. She got me the same pair because she's about a couple of years older than me. So she got me the same pair. So obviously I take the socks to my uncle. I'm like, oh my God, like my friend got me these socks. I don't know if he has a traumatic experience with socks or something. So in America, you know how they have those houses where it's like, it's a house. Yeah, but it's a house together. So there's a bottom floor one and there's one where you have to go up the stairs.
Yeah.
So we lived
They're maisonettes, basically, the American versions.
So we lived on the top one, right? This man chased me up the stairs. I have never run so fast in my life.
So dead.
Sam, I couldn't see. I was running. I felt like Tom and Jerry. Like, it was so mad, and he chased me to beat the shit out of me. I've never been beaten in my life. To me, it felt like Raw. What's the American version of Childline? Because he beat the shit.
You know, this one's
out
planning
of
to run away and stuff.
How could I even run away? My mom's in London. No. I was like, yeah, cool. And the worst thing is, even if I couldn't even snitch to my mom yet, because like the house phone was in the living room, so whenever my mom called, they'd be there. So I'd be like, I can't even like signal. I couldn't do anything. Listen, even his wife felt sorry for me. She was horrible to me. So even his wife felt sorry for me. So she got me food, and I was crying into my food like, oh my gosh, I need to go home. I don't know how I'm gonna get to London. Mm-hmm. I hate this place. He beat me so badly. Like, I was seeing stars. Like, you know, in the cartoons, I was literally stars. One of the socks, he beat the shit out of me.
Socks, you know. See, that's what I mean. That's extreme. That doesn't fit the crime at all. With me, I can't think of what my worst beating has been. But I'm not going to lie, I used to do this thing, I think up until the age of like, how old was I? I'd say 17 or 18. If my mum, okay, wait, let me just wheel it for a second, Jen. My dad never hit me. Like, I think he hit me like once or twice. I don't even know how many times he hit me, but it wasn't nothing I can remember except for one. And that's, I told him to disown me that day. It was an accident. But anyway, he made the accident of hitting me, and I told him to disown me. My mum was the one that was in charge of hitting me, which I think is fair. The mum hits the girls, the dad deals with the boys. Actually, no, I think the mum can hit both the girls and the boys, but the dad should only hit the boys. So anyway, fast forward. So there was a time my mum was hitting me, and I was just like, you have like, not you have cheat because you're my mum in it, but like, rah, is this what you're really saying? So I thought, how can I get out of this beating? And see me, I'm a bit troubled. Well, I was a bit troubled as a child. So what I decided to do was start licking my head off the wall, like banging it with full force, as if I was trying to knock myself out. So you can imagine my mom slapping me and I'm banging my head off the wall saying, oh yeah, okay. And then it went from, so I'm basically, my mind saying, cuckoo, kill me then, cuckoo, kill me. Okay, where's this gonna go, bitch? Okay, not bitch, sorry, mum. Yeah, because she's listening. No, I don't mean you, mum. It's just, you know, it was reflex. Sorry, just came out. Anyway,
mean you, mum.
I don't mean you. So, yeah. So then what happened? Because my mum, she's like a big panicker. She doesn't like any harm coming to her kids, except obviously when she's beating us. She started crying like, no, no, stop, no. And my little brother was like, mum, look, you're going to make her kill herself. Stop, stop. I I swear it was the funniest. Like, for me, I'm thinking, wow, Sam, I never knew you could, like, you know, get to this stage of evil, but no, I just kept doing it. So from there, literally, that was my mechanism. It was like, whenever she tried to hit me, oh yeah, what's up? Off the wall, I just started banging my head. And it was one of them ones where the pain was satisfactory. Like, I loved it. It was great.
Like, you're mentally ill.
I swear.
You need help. You need help.
I have a strong head, guys. Very strong head. And I would do my forehead as well. So, you know, I could have given myself brain damage as well. But at the time, I wasn't thinking about it. I was just thinking, how can I hurt my mum? That's what I'm saying. She wants to hurt me. I'm going to hurt you back. That's how I was thinking. Can you imagine?
This one time, apparently, you know, I used to think there was this one time my mum had beaten me, right? So,
wait, you thought your mum beat you?
No, as in, like, when I was thinking of it over the years, I thought she had beat me, right? So I was talking to her, like, maybe a couple months ago, and I was like, remember that time when you beat me? She's like, I never beat you. You were dancing out of the way. And I was like, no, you definitely beat me. She goes, no, I tried to, and you were dancing out of the way. You were just crying for no reason.
Dancing
and I
was out of, like, the way.
Okay, well, you should have tried, to be honest. Like, but yeah, would you beat your kids?
Yeah, 100%. I'm beating you, like, beating you left, right, and center.
What if they start licking their head on them?
No, that's what, God forbid my child ever comes up with that. So hopefully my children don't listen to this podcast and get any ideas. But, like, no, I'm definitely going to.
I'm too scared to.
No, I'll do the whole syllable one. Like, don't you ever, like, trust me. I can't wait.
Like, with my niece and nephew, yeah, like, I think, I don't know, I don't know if my nephew gets beat here, but my niece definitely gets beat because she's like, she's just, bruv, she beats up her own brother. So, and she's like 3 years younger than him and she just beats him up. Yeah. But I think she gets beats, but I don't think they actually get, like, proper beats. Yeah. I don't know. I was telling my mum I'd only ever beat my kids when they can't speak. And she was like, that makes no sense.
When they can't speak?
Yeah. And I was like, because
that's worse.
No, but the thing is, not in, like, an abusive way. But, like, you know, like, oh, let's say they touch something that, like, they're not supposed to. So I take, like, you know how you discipline, like, a dog or something? Like, you take them to it, you beat them, like, not, don't do that.
Yeah.
I was like, no, let them hurt themselves. That way they will know, this thing is going to cause you pain. Though. And I was like, yeah, but what if she burns herself?
Yeah,
like, what
if she hurts? Exactly.
Like, well, then, and I was like, no, my mum's mad.
Who could die then? No, I'm trying to, there was a time when my mum beat me so hard, and guys, it wasn't that deep. Okay, so we were all sitting in the living room, my family of five, you know, women wants a wholesome family, you know,
family unit.
Don't know what that is, but yeah, we were all talking about what do we want to be when we're older, and I just jokingly said I want to be a bank robber. You will think I slapped my grandma, because the way my mum and my dad started switching on me, and I got the biggest beats of life, to the point where the neighbours heard me screaming and called the police. The police came to the door, and I came to the door, like, crying with my mum, and my mum was like, oh no, she just fell down the stairs. And I was like, nodding with a bogey coming out of my nose, thinking, you liar. I should just snitch now, go to jail now. Okay, I was gonna say bitch again. Mum, I'm not calling you a bitch. It's just, it just comes out. But you go to jail now. That's how I felt over me saying I wanted to be a bank robber. And I was clearly joking.
That reminds me of, you know, that video from a Nollywood film, you know, Aki and Papa, the two I don't know, are they dwarves? Or midgets, I don't know what the politically correct term is. And he was like, dwarfs. I want to be a terrorist. Because they were asking, oh yeah, what would you want to be? He's like,
oh, is it an interview?
No, it's like, I think it's in a film. He was like, yeah. I want to be a terrorist.
Died. A terrorist.
Nah, but me and, like I've said before, me and my mom, we've had very different upbringings. So my brother got the beatings of life. Mate. Like, there was my dad threw a washing machine at my brother. Don't even ask me how that is possible.
How did he raise that?
He threw a washing machine at my brother. And you know, back then, washing machines weren't small. They weren't compact like that. So I swear, with my own eyes, like, even my mum remembers, a whole washing machine. And I was like, rah, I would hate to get on this man's bad side, but I never got beats because I was such a cute little darling. I was
you,
so pleasant.
She was that, like, she was like, you know, Wacky Races, guys, you know, Muttley. That's what she was like. She was sneaky. And so she got away with everything.
I didn't. I was adorable.
That's where her niece gets it from as well.
My twin. That's my baby.
She's exactly the same. No, but in terms of getting beat by other people's parents, I mean, or other... by other people that aren't your parents, that's not possible. Like, it happened, my mum's sister, rest her soul, she one time, she I can't remember what I did, I can't remember at all, but she literally chased me all the way up the stairs. I ran under the bed thinking, yes, I got away, you can't fit under here. And she dragged me out by my leg. You know, it felt like I was in a horror film, like The Ring had just come out of the TV. It just dragged me by my leg, and I was like, my life was flashing before my eyes. And then she just started beating me. And you know those ones that you when you have a wooden spoon and they tell you to turn it, that your hand isn't, your palms aren't facing upwards, they tell you to face your palms down so they can hit your bones. Yeah That's a special kind of beating, so they can hit your bones. That's one. The belt, I don't think I used to get the belt. I used to choose the belts though to get my brother's beat.
I used to choose the belts as well. But you know me and my brother, when I was younger, I was very close to him. So I used to get nice belts for him.
The soft ones.
But the funny punishment was the ones, you know, when they have you like, you have to put one hand, one foot on the floor. Like, so like your left hand and your right foot on the floor, and you have to keep the left foot and the right hand up. And I used to come and laugh at him.
I don't remember that one.
It's like, you know, as if, you know when, so you know in Yoruba culture, you know when guys have to do the whole prostrating thing?
Yeah.
So they sort of do that, but then you have to stay like that.
Yeah. And I remember that one. There's also, obviously, the typical kneel down and raise your hands. That one, you just have to keep putting your hands down every time their back is turned. But the one that was peak was they get yellow pages and you have to hold the yellow pages and stand on one leg. Like, so...
What kind of...
Hold the yellow pages in one hand and stand on one leg. That one was punishment.
You guys can't see me, but my mouth is currently open.
So just envision that, like, literally, yeah.
That's I was really spoilt then, because I've never actually had to experience that before.
We didn't get that one. Like, we didn't... I think the one we got the most was kneel down and raise your hands. That one was... That one was tough.
My mum hated seeing me cry, so, like, she'd, like, shout at me, and then I'd cry, and then, like... Yeah. She'd try and make up to me, because, like, at that point, I'm a very, like, stubborn kind of child. So at that point, I've decided I'm not talking to you because you showered at me.
Yeah.
So, I'd refuse to eat. I'd mope around the house. Yeah. I'd mope around the house like, talking to you. Yeah, don't know you from anywhere. But, yeah, I didn't get stuff like the naughty step or nothing. To be honest, I was always just a pleasant child. Yeah, I was just bare loved.
Yeah, no, there weren't the naughty step. You know those ones where you tried to punish yourself? And your mum will cook and that food is smelling sweet, but you're just like, yeah, no, I'm not eating. And then you sneak it like in the middle of the night, or you wait for her to come and say, oh, your food is there, and you act like you don't want it, and you start eating it slowly and reluctantly. That's what I used to do as well. I'm just punishing myself because I was hungry.
No kind of food can tempt me to stop me from talking to you. Oh, I get it from you. I'm a grudge holder, mum. I am a huge grudge holder. I am not going to talk to you until you apologise.
So have you ever run away then?
No.
I've run away.
I've lived in different houses. There's literally no way for me to run away. If I run away, I'd only go to another house.
Yeah, no, me. I went to my friend's house. And like, my family all knew the friend, but they were all calling her like, oh, is Smack for there? She was like, yeah, she's a real G. Like, I don't know where she is at now though, but still, she was a real G. And she she was covering for me. She was like, no, she's not here.
How old were you?
We were in school, so I think I probably was in like year 10.
You know you're mentally ill.
Why
are you running away year 10?
I can't remember what happened. No, that's what I'm saying. I can't remember what happened, but it was that deep, because that's the only time I've decided to actually pack my stuff and go. And I was gone for like 2 days. And you know what's bad, yeah, is that when I was that angry, I wouldn't care how my mum felt, in the sense that I knew it was killing my mum, but I was just like, yeah, good, she deserves it. And that's so... I can't imagine thinking that right now. So that is terrible. I can't imagine. Like, as a child, you, like, seriously, we go through some fucked up stages when we're teenagers, honestly. It's not even funny.
I think the reason why I never really went through that stage is because, like I said, me and my brother are very different. So my brother put my parents through everything. Hell. So anything, yeah. Even if I like step one inch out of line, it's like I've killed my mom. Because honestly, yeah, the way she reacts is like, no, you're my daughter. You're supposed to be me. Like, yeah, why are you treating me like this? Yeah, this is that. So I just allow her. I just be really calm, you know. I try not to give her too much hypertension. Exactly. Because if you give your mom hypertension, she'll die. And, you know, she didn't kill her mother, so why are you trying to kill her? You know, all
exactly.
that.
I think, yeah, okay, the way I'll put it in terms of, like, referring back to our question is I feel like it's abuse if you scar the person or if you leave a mark. Like, I feel like you can't now be hitting someone, like, with objects and now you're scarring them. Mm. Like, that is abuse. That is definitely abuse. But if you're hitting someone and it's just temporary pain, I don't see that as abuse.
I think, you know, do you hear those stories about people like they get ginger pop their bum and
vagina? That's a Nige thing. It's an old school.
It's
Nige
a what?
Thing. No. As in, like, when, like, our parents' generation, that is how they used to punish their children. Like, seriously.
No way.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Like,
that is horrible.
That is
absolutely horrible. You know what? Yeah, because I really do double dare my mom to ever try that with me, because for me to off my trousers,
your legs for your mom to
for
put.
You to put, it's me and you are rocking. You have to rock to the end. Honestly, you have to fight to the end.
Now, that's a major violation. That is a major violation.
No, be someone that's like your parents. Supposed to trust them. You're out here putting ginger up my vagina. You know, it's never gonna be that deep. Like,
honestly, I can't think. I think, also depending on your age as well, it needs to be fitting for your age. So obviously, when they're younger, slap on the bum. Although I want to slap your face. Just, you know, slap on the bum, slap on the hand, something that hurts but doesn't hurt too much, obviously. That's how it will be until you get to a certain age where I know I can give you the dirtiest backhand. Like, no, I'm so for beating my kids, I swear. And the thing is, my boyfriend's a complete opposite. He's like, oh, he's not going to. And I'm like, that's cool. More kids for me to beat. Like, I swear, I can't wait. Like, I'm not even being bad, man. And people say, oh, when you have your child, you won't feel that way. But then didn't my parents feel that way? They still beat us.
No, but the thing is, you're a bit different generations.
Well, westernized as well, but I still definitely will hit. I can't. You know, I usually want to beat other people's kids as well, but I just don't.
Remember, there was a tweet. Someone said, "You want to slap someone's baby?" You know, is it when you're holding like, oh,
you slap the baby or something? Oh my god, no! That's one of the things that I can't wait for in parenthood. Is
I don't. You know, the thing is, I want to be there, but I don't feel like I can. Like, even my niece and nephew. So obviously, that's basically immediate family. So there was this one time, 24 hours. Mm. I was looking after my niece and nephew for 24 hours. It was just me. And I had to, my niece had shitted all over herself, right? So I have nothing against shitting or whatever. Like, obviously, she's still a baby, right? So I'm good with cleaning babies, whatever. So I put her in the bath to wash her off now. This girl decides she's going to start slipping and sliding because she doesn't want to be washed. And she's
in
crying. She's crying. No, she's not even in her pee. I've washed it out now, yeah.
Okay.
But she's in the bath and she's slipping and sliding in the water on purpose. Like, and she's crying. And I'm like, can you just stand still? And then you've got my nephew coming. He's doing hide and seek or peekaboo with me or something. Yeah, he's coming. He's like, and I was like, Camille, go sit down. He comes back again. I'm like, go sit down. He comes back again. And then you got her sitting aside. And I had a breakdown. I started screaming at them. I was like, what do you want from me? You're trying to kill me.
Oh my god, you see, listen, that you're a better woman than I am. I would have dragged her out and slapped her.
No, I wouldn't. She's a baby.
But I would have had to fight the urge to not slap her.
That's the thing. I was fighting the urge. That's what I just started screaming. And then when my brother and their mom came now, yeah. My nephew is such a snitch. So he went to go whisper into Mira's mum's ear and he was like, oh, Auntie Jamila, Auntie Shaya, that's my Nigerian name. So he's like, Auntie Shaya, she was screaming at Amira. She was just screaming at her. And I was like, wait, hold on, why are you snitching? Is it my fault you guys are demons? Like,
honestly.
I can't deal.
Nah, kids are they're the most sneaky little bastards ever, because you know they know they fucked up and they know they've done something, but sometimes the innocence in their face
it twangs you.
I'm not prepared. These beatings. I don't think you understand. I can't wait.
That's coming soon for you, mate.
Mate, that's what I'm saying. I can't wait. And he's a boy as well, so I can test it, trial it out on him. Like, what was I gonna say? I remember there was a time my little brother, he tweeted something about a time that my dad hit him. I don't even remember what it was. Come and see people in his mentions saying child abuse, here to report your dad. Like, you know, when the person themselves isn't even saying it's child abuse, and everyone, all these stupid child abuse warriors were coming into his mentions literally saying, ha, that's not funny, that's child abuse, this, that and the other, like really really getting at my brother. And I was just like, mind your business.
But
like,
you know what, yeah, I think it's different perspectives, because I feel like some people, yeah, some parents genuinely just used to beat their kids for no reason, like every little thing, that's true. Like, I know this family, yeah, where they had kids quite late in their lives, so yeah, like they started having kids like when like 39 40.
Oh, wow.
So their first child was when they were 40, their second child was when they're 41, and just had those two.
Damn.
And obviously they're not accustomed to being patient,
yeah,
at that point, so those kids would get beaten for everything.
Aww.
Every single thing. Not even a young telling, no young telling off, but they wouldn't get told off, nothing. They wouldn't get told, you know, go, you know, you get, you're crying, you get told to go, yeah, to bed. Nah, they got beatings for everything.
Yeah.
And I was telling my mom, I just don't get that, because it's like, at what point are you desensitizing your child from seeing what beating is, yeah, discipline is,
yeah,
and they're just going to see you as an abusive parent that they can never talk to?
That's true. You don't want your child to actually be scared of you, but you want them to be scared of the consequences, but you don't want them to be scared of you. That's something that, yeah, I don't want my kids to feel like. Jokes aside, guys, like, I'm going to beat my kids, but I'm not going to be overboard. 100% I won't be.
What age would you stop beating your kids?
Because the thing is, yeah, I feel like beat your kids until they leave your house. But you know what? If I'm going to be realistic,
you want your daughter to rock you when she's 21? You know?
Yeah, come on, we'll swing. I actually didn't know about my past life. I'll rock. What do you mean? We'll be rocking. Nah. I think 16. For a girl, for a boy, he can get beatings all day long until he's at least 21.
Raw.
Yeah, from his dad, though.
Raw.
I will stop when... Okay. You see, there's a certain age, yeah, where boys start getting brave and they start squaring up to their dads. That is the age.
You, yeah, need, but your boyfriend, your dad is, wow.
Yeah, that's different. But that's the thing. There needs to be, like, a level... Like, there needs to be an understanding that, listen, I don't care how big you are or, like... What you think you can do to me, I'm your dad. What you think you can do to me as my son, you should never even try and square up to me. Do not square up to me. Like, don't, you're not bad for me. That's how I expect my child to be. So if he needs to continue getting beatings until he understands that, then cool.
I'd elbow my son in the face. I can't lie. Don't you ever.
That's what happened to me. That's hella triggering. That's what my dad did to me. And that's why I said it was an accident earlier. I just didn't go into it, yeah. He elbowed me in my face, I think, and then he punched me or something like that. But like, it was an accident. But still, I told him to disown me that day because, you see, that's just taking it far. So, yeah.
I wish my dad would have hit me. Oh, child, I would have been. Girl, straight, I would be on the phone to Childline so quickly. Mate,
I've called Childline so many times and they're like hung up. Like, they pick up and I just like hang up.
No, I never call Childline. Only though, I think I just called for Bants once in boarding school because I really hated it there. But yeah, other than that, I've never really called Childline.
So what do you think would be like acceptable forms of punishment? Think like non-physical forms of punishment. Like, what kind of things would you do? Because that's something that, like, as I said, oh, you know, I'm going to hit my kids and whatever. I'd still like to try other methods, yeah, that may be more
effective.
Yeah.
I think because, you know, I have slightly, I'm a bit crazy, yeah, so I'd have a bit of some psychological methods, like, I'll fuck with you, like, maybe, let's say you were, like, 8 or something, and you were scared of the dark or something, yeah, or you were scared of getting left behind or something like that, so I'd leave you in, like, a shopping center, smack bang in the middle. Obviously, I'm going to keep an eye on you, but I'll leave you there.
Are you crazy? And that's what's going to cause your child to be sitting with a therapist about flipping
repressed
memories.
No. I'll leave you there. Maybe 5-10 minutes back. I'll come back. I'll see. No one took you. You know why? Because you're too bad.
Exactly. That's true. It's only me that will have you. So it's not treating me with respect. It's true, actually.
You actually have to do stuff. Yeah. Obviously, you have to love your kids unconditionally.
Yeah.
But at the same time, kids are jarring.
Honestly, like, no, they are.
So annoying.
I think in this new age of technology, a lot of it is going to be technology based. So like changing a Wi-Fi password, you just change it and give them no way of being able to change it back. So if you want to use your data or take their phone, take their laptop, just take things. I think confiscation works.
My niece has her fingerprint on her mum and dad's phones.
Okay, that's when she starts buying things on Apple.
She unlocks the phone, she goes to YouTube, she clicks it, she clicks on her Teletubbies, she starts watching.
Yeah, you know what? Kids are actually smart like that nowadays. Can you imagine?
So smart.
It's crazy.
Like, my nephew has his own iPhone and his own iPad.
I know, and how old is he? Like 5.
Oh, he's gonna be 5 next month.
Can you imagine? See, 2017, guys. So
he's got a better phone than me. I'm still waiting on my phone.
Yeah, I remember. Maybe it was his dad that was giving her brother was giving out iPhones and Xboxes at his daughter's first birthday as prizes
for the kids.
Can you, like, I just couldn't understand.
Yeah,
honestly,
my family love to stunt. It's annoying.
Honestly, Yoruba,
Ijebu, we're like that.
Yeah. I can relate. But yeah, no.
So I think there's a fine line between abuse.
There is, there is.
Very fine line. Obviously, overdoing it is definitely abuse. But discipline, it depends on why you'll be. And even then, I still like to think that most, if not all things, you don't actually have to beat your kids for them.
No, it's true, you don't. It's just an easier method. It's just right then and there. Like, it's about patience, as you said before. It's just about patience. If you have the patience to teach them a lesson, then cool. But if you want to, you know, implement that punishment right then and there, then that's why beating is an easier method. But as I didn't finish before, what I was saying, no one else can touch my kids apart from me and my husband. Like, nobody is touching my kids.
I'm still scarred from that uncle beating me.
Do you know what I'm saying? I think it's just a complete disrespect. It's happened to my brother before. Someone from church twisted his ear and it was red. My mum would not have it. Are you crazy? She unleashed hell in church. Don't do that. Like, who gave you the right to touch my child? I don't like stuff like that.
And it's so funny, because, you know, I told my mum about my uncle beating me, like, I think in summer or something. Mm. And this woman cried. And I was just going to, like, it's not that deep. She was like, no, because nobody's supposed to be hitting you.
Honestly,
because she's never beaten me before.
No, but it's true. Like, if I wouldn't personally, I would. But, okay, for your mum, let me speak as your mum. If I wouldn't personally hit you and someone else is hitting you.
And it was him. It wasn't even like it was his wife.
It was a man. A man.
And he was a big man. Listen, guys, I was a small child, okay? When I was, like, 9, I was, like, the height of a 5-year-old. So he chased me. I've never run so fast in my life. Like, I felt as if, fucking, what's that thing, roadrunner, like, that's what I felt like. I was running for my life and I had nowhere to hide. I tried to obviously, you know, you try to lock the door against someone. I'm trying to lock the door against a grown ass man.
That's mad. There was something I was gonna say. Before we wrap up this segment, there was a guy, there was a lady in America that, well, my family knew and whatever, and she was really, really evil to everybody. She was evil to me, she was evil to her niece, she was evil to her house help and whatever, except her daughter. And she just used to just do horrible things. Like, there was a time she made her niece go out and pick poison ivy with her bare hands. So she literally came up in, you know, I don't know if you guys have seen, just Google it, poison ivy reactions, and look at what she made her niece do intentionally as well, because poison ivy is a common thing in America. She would do stuff like that. And with me, like, if I had ice cream, for instance, she'll act like she wanted to break the tub on my head because I had one scoop of ice cream. Just stupid things like that. So she was just mean. So anyway, there was a time where, one of the stories that I heard that she did with her house help, the house help accidentally left a pot of stew out, and it's really hot in Atlanta, and the stew spoiled. You know, she made her eat it. Moldy stew. She made her eat it. That's the type of stuff that she does. And now, guess where she's in? Or guess where she's at? Jail. She's in jail because neighbors ended up reporting, saying, I think she has a slave. Do you see what I mean about the difference in your upbringing, basically? So obviously, I don't know if her neighbors were white or if they were black, but they reported it and said, yeah, she's got a slave from Africa or whatever. And then they looked into it and they arrested her. She's in jail. After all of that, but she deserved it because everything that she put people through, she really, really deserved that. I don't know what she did to this girl though, but apparently she'd like leave her for days on end without feeding her, just give her leftover food. Like, she wouldn't give her proper food. That is child abuse. That is 100% abuse.
Now, even the family, like I said, my uncle, my aunt, right? They're not even my family, but you know,
culture says I'd call them my uncle, my aunt. Like, they were so horrible. I used to, like, I never used to watch TV while I was in America. Like, they used to come home and fill the TV to see if it was hot.
I remember this.
And I couldn't use the internet. I couldn't use anything. It was so... But the thing is, I loved staying in America. And now I think, I'm like, why did I love it? Because I wasn't allowed to do anything.
That's crazy.
Yeah, my mom cried. She used to cry. Oh, she's such a crybaby. Oh my gosh, she's cried about everything.
Everything. Yeah, because you didn't tell her at the time. So telling her now,
yeah, she just it'd be mad like emotional.
This was all happening and I didn't know. That is mad. I keep thinking of just bare different things. There was another thing quickly. What was it? What were you just talking about?
Feeling
the TV and before
not
that,
not allowed to watch. Not allowed to use the internet.
No, I can't remember. But speaking of which, like, now you're talking about TV, that reminds me of one of the other times that I remember my dad beating me. He caught me watching one film called Lolita. And Lolita is like a provocative, very provocative film. It wasn't porn or anything, but it's creepy. Yeah, it's about some like child that like she has a sexual relationship with a grown man or something like that, and he came in and he didn't even look up what was on the TV. He just saw that I was watching living TV. And in America, if you're watching living TV at that time of the night, you're definitely watching something that is not for your age. And I was like,
I used to watch Emanuela.
Yeah, you told me about that, but what is that?
Like
that?
It's soft porn.
At what age?
I was like from like the ages of like 9 to like 13 or something.
Can you imagine? This is what I'm saying. And even you told me you used to read books as well.
My mum used to give me all those, you know, those Mills and Boons books where they had all the sex scenes in them. And mum knew I used to love books, yeah. So she didn't even used to look through. She's like, oh yeah, here you go, here's some books. She's getting sent them. Listen, by the time I was like maybe 10 max, I was educated on what sex was. I knew everything. Crazy. I knew all of it.
Yeah, that's I just remembered what I was gonna say. A time, I don't know what you see this as. If you just tell me what you think. Yeah, my cousin, I can't remember if it was because he used to suck his thumb, or if it was because he gave something with his left hand. I'm sure it was a sucking thumb part. But his dad made him like lay his hand out on the ironing board, and he got a butcher's knife and was like chopping at his hand. But he knew he wasn't gonna hit him, but he was really trying to scare him.
I would have pissed my pants.
Yeah, that's what he was screaming, like literally just. Bang! Back with a butcher knife, like.
So what if sucking his thumb?
For sucking his thumb, because he was sucking his thumb until a very late age. It was really silly. I'm not gonna lie, but I mean, there's other ways to get your mommy, child.
Because I used to suck my first two fingers.
Who does that?
I was different. Okay, I told you, I've always been a different kind of person. Okay, I don't suck my thumb. I didn't want to be like the rest of you guys. Okay,
you suck your teeth. That's so very provocative. Imagine doing that in front of a man.
So I used to suck these two fingers, yeah. And I don't know. All I remember is, one day I just randomly stopped, and I feel like I've repressed memories as to how I've randomly stopped, because it just happened out of there. I think I was like 4 or something. I just randomly stopped. I remember the day and everything, and I just stopped doing it. I can't remember what my mum did. I'm gonna ask her.
Oh yeah, so the
fine line.
That wraps up this part. There is a fine line. But yeah, I will beat my kids. What about you?
I don't think I'm fragile. I'm a baby. Yeah. I'd probably cry. My kids
the
cry.
Girls will get it softer than the boys, definitely. The boys, they need to be whipped into
You're
shape.
You're subscribing to gender
pussy
roles.
Pussy old boys. Yeah, what? Yeah? Yeah?
Subscribe to gender roles.
Pussy ass boys. They need to be able to back themselves when they get out, learn from the beats they got at home.
Yeah, so let us know what you think. Hashtag Pink Matter Podcast. And let us know if you're going to beat your children.
Pink Matter discusses your first experiences with puberty. So we're going to be quickly discussing our first period experiences,
first bra
experiences, etc. etc.
When did you start your period?
I don't remember what age I started. I think I was in year 8. So what age are you in year 8?
Like you're 12, 13.
Yeah, so it was around that age. But the joke of everything is, like, my mum will be hearing this for the first time. Or maybe I've told her already. I can't remember. But I lied the first time. I lied when I went, because basically everyone around me was starting their periods in like year 7 and stuff. So one day I just went home. I don't know. I just lied. I just decided to call my mum and say, "Mum, I think I've started my period." And she was like, "Eh, okay. Go to my room. Go into the drawer. Go and pick out this." And it was a the pads, always pads or whatever. And she was like telling me to, like, you know, how to put it on and stuff like that. And I legit wore a pad, knowing I wasn't on my period. I just lied. I don't know why. When my mum came home,
she was just asking me like everything, and I was just lying about me being on my period. She didn't ask to see, obviously, because that's a bit random. Like, you wouldn't say, oh, let me see the blood on your pad. But I just lied. And then the next month, I just said, oh, yeah, it's just not come back. And she was like, oh, you know, apparently that happens, you know, when you first start your period, it's irregular, So I just ran with it until I really started.
You're mentally ill.
I don't know why. I just, that's the only time I've ever, I can say, I've done something just to feel like I belong. Like,
you're mentally ill.
That was it, honestly.
I think, but you know, I started, I remember it was September the 13th.
Oh, wow.
In 2000.
Wow. And you called me mentally, whatever you just called me.
Wait, I'm trying to remember. 2006.
What's that? That was 11 years ago.
Yeah. How old I started in the first week of year 7.
Oh, my, oh yeah, you started early then, so as well.
The, yeah, the week before I turned 12, I think. Yeah, the week before I turned 12.
Mm.
And I started in school. I was so pissed off. But I already knew. Like, I knew everything. I knew what I'd get. Pad. Whoop, 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 whoop. And then I just went home. I was like, oh, yeah, mama started my period. She was like, oh, whoop, whoop, whoop. She's bare panicking. I was like, no, it's fine. It's cool. Whatever. Got paired, I'm cool. Like, you know,
that's
like
it.
Me and mom we've never discussed puberty ever since my bra experience with her. So the whole period thing, I just let myself go through it by myself because she really embarrassed me with the bra thing.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
So yeah, but you know, I swear, like the first maybe 5 years having a period was like so horrible, not because of the pains or anything, but I just find it so disgusting to be bleeding.
Like, I hate every periods. Month. I hate so like it's. Well, I don't have to, you know, experience them for now, but you know, I hate periods, honestly, everything about them. And I am one of the lucky ones. Like I said, mine only lasts 3 days. Lucky. And the first day is painful, like really painful, but then the next 2 days I wouldn't even know that I'm on my period, especially because I use tampons. I don't know how people use pads anymore. Honestly, grow up, grow the hell up, okay? All right.
It's painful, okay?
Tampons are not painful at all. Tampons, honestly, you will not feel like you're wearing anything. Like, I'm not the type of person that goes swimming with tampons and all that. I don't do all of that. But like, just the feeling alone, like when I'm wearing a pad, I literally feel like I'm sitting in blood. Like, I've had to wear pads on rare occasions because I might be at a friend's house or whatever. But like, and I've, you know, run out or I didn't know I was going to come on. But they just disgust me. Like, I'm actually feeling sick thinking about them.
I want to try the menstrual cups, but I just can't imagine taking it out and rinsing it. Like, I find that so disgusting. Nasty.
Some people even use reusable pads. Like, what is a reusable pads
where you have to wash them?
Yeah, you wash your pads. They're like cotton. They're made out of like cloth or whatever, and you have to wash them. That's
I just feel disgusting. Like if we're not in like. quote unquote third world countries, there's actually no reason for you to be using reusable pads.
Honestly.
Because ill.
Honestly, it's just
the clots, everything is just ill. I feel this is gonna be really disgusting. It's gonna be disgusting for our male listeners, but it's
these are the things we have to deal with, guys. So
it's disgusting. How long do I come on? Like I come on from like 5 days to like 10 days.
That's mad.
Listen, it is the worst, but I think as of recent I've been going 5. It's been good. I've been happy.
Mine are very predictable. Like I know, remember that's why I said I knew about that I was pregnant. Like mine are very very I'm happy that I know my period so well. I know that if I come on today, I know I'm coming on today, first of all. And if I don't come on today, maybe one more day and I'll come on. And I know that if I come on today, I'm coming off by this day, 100%. Like, I just know. The only thing that actually, to be honest, messed up my period cycle was the implant.
Yeah.
And with that, sometimes I can come on twice in a month. Sometimes I can come on once every 3 or 4 months. And there was a time I was on for like 11 days. I've never been on for more than 4 or 5 days in my life, let alone 11. So
I think the longest I've been on was 17 days.
So you were on for a month, basically.
Do you know why, though? Basically, I was taking the pill, but I just enjoyed not being on my period for so long. So I just kept taking the pill because I was like, nope, this no period thing is so great. Like, I was like, life is so good right now. No period. And then at one point, I just stopped taking it and I was on for 17 days and it was the worst. Ever since then, I think I haven't used contraception since, but then again, I haven't been having sex. So, you know. But I haven't used contraception since because I was like, 17 days fucked me up. I was just so tired. My back was killing me. I felt like I was going to die. I was crying in bed. I just hate
How period. Safe is that, though, pushing your period back? Because the thing is, I learned that from my GP or something. And I went there And I think she asked me something about my period. And she was like, because it was Valentine's Day that I was supposed to come on my next period. And she was like to me, oh, if you're doing anything for Valentine's Day, just take the pill on this day and it'll push your period back by 2 weeks. And I was like, wow, the nurse is telling me this, like this is, or doctor, whatever, is telling me this. This is like strange, but.
I don't know how safe that is because you're not supposed to fuck with your period. And you're not, like, oh, half God, of these guys, contraceptions aren't period good.
Period sex, stop it. Just stop. Don't stop. You tramps, okay? I'm don't sorry. You are a tramp if you have
we're
sex
being
on your
judgmental
period.
Here.
Yes,
you're being
we're
very
judging
judgmental.
You. What the hell is wrong with you?
You can't just wait. Just
what?
Wait.
Just wait. Honestly. Is the fuck, what is wrong with on your blood?
I've seen people talking
blood about, oh, put down a red towel. Are you... do you think you're mentally, or you're all there mentally?
It's never going to be, sex is never going to be that deep. It's
never
going to be that deep.
Just stop.
Please,
seriously.
Please get a grip. Get
of
a
your entire life.
Grip.
Honestly. Ugh. Anyways. I remember, it's funny that you said that your experience was so like chill and laid back, because I remember there was a time I was at school and this girl, I think I was in year eight, and this girl, literally, I saw her crying all day long. Like, all day. Like, she was, like, Portuguese or something like that. So her face was bright red. And I thought, seriously, someone had died. Or maybe someone had just stabbed her and I couldn't see the blood. I don't know. Because I was like, the way this girl was crying, she was in serious, serious pain. Next thing, I'm hearing, oh, yeah, she started her period. She started her period. And I was like, really, bitch? Like, guys, if I could describe, like, in all seriousness, how she was crying, you would actually think that someone had killed her mother. Like, it was so mad. And she was like, apparently, well, what the rumor was that she was saying, oh, she went to the toilet and she thought her guts were falling out. Oh, grow up. Like,
but then again, they need to do proper sex education for children, because the only reason why I was so chill was because, you know, the sex books my mum used to give me.
Mm.
So she used to give me, like, literally 15, 20 at a time. Then I'd go do research because I'd be like,
yeah,
whatever. Like, there was a point, I think in year six, I read over like 400 books in year six. I was so jobless, guys. I'd go to the library every single day and I'd take out 10 books. I'd read those 10 books. I did not used to sleep.
Yeah, I was a bookworm.
I'd go put it back
well,
again. Like, so I used to do so much research. The internet was my best friend. Yeah. I saw Cassie's nudes in year six. Okay.
I don't even remember when I saw
Cassie's, Mr. Hudgens. Listen, I was just active. I was out here. I was watching soft porn and all this shit. Like, I was
you're
so
actually
out
a trap.
Like, Babe Station, what was that thing? Playboy, all of that. I was watching.
That was such a boy thing
all
to
of
do.
Because I was so interested. I was like, this is crazy. Like, this is a whole new world. I was like, oh my God. And obviously, I can't tell my mom none of this. I was just there reading, doing my shit. And I couldn't speak to my brother. My brother's 11 years older than me.
Mm.
So at that time, I was what, 11?
You
he was
just
like,
to educate yourself.
22.
Yeah.
I think I could talk to a 22-year-old. Yeah, my brother no. would elbow my face.
That is
so
hilarious.
I was, oh, God. It was so interesting.
Nah, periods. They make me sick. And the worst is... I can't remember, like, just the whole concept, even leaking and stuff like that. This is why I don't use pads, because you don't leak when you're on your period, girls. Okay, it soaks that shit up. And the good thing about it, when you're wearing,
you didn't say that.
What did I say?
When you're on your period, you don't.
Oh
leak.
Yeah, sorry. I don't use pads. It doesn't happen when you're wearing tampons. The thing about tampons, I don't care if I'm gonna get a bit grimy here. When you pull out the tampon and you've pissed or whatever, when you wipe, it's clear. It's your pee. But when you use a pad and
there's
you
just
wipe,
blood
it's just
everywhere.
Blood and clot and slime. And just, it's just disgusting.
Oh,
no, okay? That doesn't happen
so
with
right
tampons,
now.
Guys. It doesn't happen. You're clean. That's the thing I love. It's just, it's clean. I just feel so clean when I use tampons.
Everything women
it
go
pulls
through has
everything
to do
straight
men,
out.
You know?
Yeah. It's
menstruation,
true.
Men.
You know, men. Always trying to kill us, honestly. Like, that's why even when I finish my period, I still stick another tampon up there, but I make sure I don't keep it there for too long because it's very drying.
Yeah.
But just so I know that, I will look at that tampon and it is white, pure white, and I know, yes, every piece of blood has come out. Can y'all relate? You guys that use pads, can you relate? Hell to
she's
the no.
She's just being really disgusting,
okay?
Right now. Like, even I feel disgusting. I'm saying,
yeah. Y'all can't relate. Switch it up, guys.
I can't wait for the day that, like, something could just, like, at a flick of a switch, I could stop having periods.
Honestly, like, no, that's menopause.
See,
men,
menopause. Men.
Like, I just, because even with pregnancy, you still have that that long period after you give birth where you just spare blood and you have to wear diapers.
That's what I was talking about the other day, and I think that's what I'm looking forward to the least. I think I told my mum that. It's not even childbirth. It's the aftercare. Mm-hmm. My mum said that the pain literally disappears in like 2 seconds as soon as the baby pops out. But it's just that period after.
Oh,
and you have to wear them adult nappies. Basically,
apparently.
Nah, I'm just not ready for that. That is disgusting.
And you know what's worse is because you know you're a lot more loose now. Quote unquote loose now. So it's just
temporarily, guys, temporarily. Don't,
you know, snap back. Take like a choker. But you know that you're all loose at that point. Mm-hmm. So it's just coming out, like coming out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I heard. It literally just like drips out. Like just trickles down your leg when you're in the bath and stuff like that. That's so butters.
It's disgusting.
Honestly.
But male listeners must be also disgusting. Right,
honestly.
Okay, we'll get into the good stuff. First bra experiences.
My first bra experience, do you know what? I'm not going to lie. It's quite blurry to me. I just remember that when I was in America, my mum's friend took me to get my first bra, which is hella cheeky because she didn't seek permission from my mum. Let a bitch try and take my daughter to shop for her first bra. Luckily, it was like those training bras. So it wasn't like a proper, like, it was no B cup, C cup, whatever.
You're like the age 12 or something.
I was like 10 or something. I think I was 10 or 11 or something like that. But so I don't think it was that deep. I just know it was another woman that took me. It was my mum's friend. I remember my mum not being happy about it either. But because it wasn't a proper bra, it was okay. But after that, I think the first bra I got was a B cup. That was like when I was like in year 8. Until then, I was wearing training bras.
What the hell?
I don't know. Like, puberty hit me, guys. I don't know, because now... Guys, yeah.
Bruh.
Listen.
Bruh.
Guys, pregnancy is a bitch, right? So, I'm only going to say it's because it's temporary. So, it is what it is. I don't mind sharing this. Guys, got measured the other day, and...
Wait, before you start, you know, she was like, oh, I think I'm going to be like an E or an
No, I didn't say an E because I was an EF before I got measured. I thought I was going to be a G. Remember?
No, you said,
I was going to be a G.
F, you said F.
Not F, G. 100%, it wouldn't have been an F. G.
Did I say H? Because I said
F. Yeah, you said H. I said G.
I said a size up, yeah. She came out looking so sad. She was like, I'm a J cup.
Guys. A J.
Bear in mind, there are double G's.
There's literally E, F, G, G, H. I don't think there's an I. But she said J. And she was like, oh, yeah, by the end of your pregnancy, you most likely go up to a K. K. K, J, guys, J. J for Jonathan.
J for Jungle.
J for Jamila. Exact J. And she said K. K for Coyote. She said K. Nah, guys, I was actually like... And it's just... You have to order those specially. Like, going bra shopping after that, it was a nightmare. I had to just buy a G-cup for my introduction. Because until then, I haven't been wearing bras. I've been wearing, like, sports bras or, like, crop tops or whatever. And literally, it literally wanted to break my ribs. Like, the bra was crushing me. I can't wear it again. And I spent 20-something pounds on the bra. So I feel sorry for big-chested girls like that. Because not that I'm not big-chested naturally, but not this big-chested. That this is a whole new dimension, guys. I've not crossed over. Honestly, I swear. I can't do it. I can't.
My first bra experience was, oh, gosh, oh. My mum really embarrassed me. She embarrassed me. We went to New Look to get me my first bra. And I remember it was very cute. It was black with like flowers on it, whatever. We go to the shop. She's like, to the thingies, oh, she's getting her first bra. So where can I take her?
God.
And like, I think it was in Beckton. I think we went Beckton for some reason. And I was just like, oh my God, like, what are you doing? And they're like, oh, it's your first bra. I'm thinking, like, I was in year 5 at the time. For some reason, I've always been very developed. I want to say developed because, you know, my body isn't like, you know, bam, 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 bam. Mm. But I just developed very quickly. So I've always had, like, quote unquote, a nice body since I was 5.
Yeah, she set good. She set good.
In year 5.
So
since I was 5. That sounds mad weird. No, since I was in year 5, so since I was, like, 9 or 10. So, yeah, we got my first bra. I was a B cup in year five. And then when I got to like, okay, I didn't finish my bra story. So yeah, I got home now. I'm trying on my first bra. My mum's invited one of her friends over. And this, you know, when you have those aunties that are so intrusive, like they're so trying to be like, oh, guys, it's she so forced me to show me in my bra. Like, she was like, oh, let me see your bra, let me see your bra. I literally wanted to cry. And my mum was just like, oh, just let her. And I was just like, these people just leave me alone. Because I'm
doing the Arthur Fist.
Yeah, because I've always been a very, what's the word? I've been very conservative when it comes to, like, my family.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't like people seeing my body.
Conservative is an understatement, guys.
Like, I literally just cover my body. Like, my mum will come in and I'll cover my body. I'm just like, just go away. Like, but my mum's more free than me.
Mm.
So I literally wanted to cry. That woman pissed me off so much. Like, she's like, oh my God, look at you. It's a DCC. That means, oh, you've become like, you know, a woman, basically. I'm thinking, I just want to scream, fuck you, bitch. Stop looking at me. Not you. Just the case.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just wanted to scream. Like, I just hated it so much. But yeah, I think once I got to like year eight or something, I was a double D cup. Tell me why I was a double D cup in year eight. Because now I know for sure I'm definitely not a double D cup. So like for most secondary school, I was like a double D cup. And like now, well, I wouldn't really know. I haven't worn a bra properly
in so long. Honestly, it was getting measured is something I do like once every like 2 or 3 years. I just guess. And then they always end up too small. The last I knew was that my E cup, my boobs were falling out of them. This was before I even got pregnant. And then
that's because you were delusional.
No, but
you were delusional.
No, no.
You were delusional.
But like, no, I wasn't. It's just no,
delusional. Your
boob, no, my boobs, as I grew, my boobs just literally just spun out of control. Like my mum, she wouldn't stop mentioning my boobs, and then her friends, your boobs on your. That means breast in Yoruba. Every minute, it was so dry. It's like, what do you want me to do? Chop it? Do you want me to chop it off? Like, I don't understand. What do you want me to do?
You know what's worse is that your boobs are big and your bum is big, so it's just bam, just bam, 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 bam.
That's what Jamila's gonna be, but she doesn't see it. You're actually, this is the thing. I'm trying to explain to young blossoming Jamila. Yeah, life comes at you fast. Okay, obviously, I don't think she's gonna take like it's not gonna be a turn for the worse, but she's really gonna fill out. Like, really gonna.
I'm
fill
already.
Out.
Filling
she's filling out now. I'm like looking at her and she just looks like a different person right now. Like, I feel like filling out.
You know what's so weird? Because you know, I feel like I have a cute body dysmorphia. Yeah, so
yeah, she does.
So like I still look at myself, I still think I'm very, very slim. However, over the weekend I went out with my friend and we took some pictures where whatever, and I just look mad, like raw, like I had bare thighs and shit. And I was like, bitch, the fuck, where did this all come from? Because I can look in the mirror and think, raw, I'm so tiny. But in the pictures it comes out, so I was like, no, the picture must add like 500 pounds or something, because I just look so different.
The thing is about you, and that's what used to happen with me, is that your weight fluctuates a lot. So that's something that she, like, you'd have to be aware of and know that don't let her get on the wrong side of it. But I know she won't, because she's Jamila.
Yeah. I don't want to be fat. I can't allow it.
She would never.
I just can't do it.
If she sees it happening, not that it's right, but she just
subconsciously, I just stops eating. It just happens out. No, like I can go days without eating.
Yeah.
So.
Just eating bread. Literally.
Eating bread and ice lollies.
Weirdo.
Bread is but nice.
Yeah. What about, so when you're, do you think you're going to see that as like a special moment with your daughter? Like taking her first bra shopping, or is it just nothing to you?
I think it would be a special moment, but I'm a corny person though, so I like.
Oh, now we want to claim corny, but when I was being all corny and shit, but talk about baby,
you're not corny
and shit,
though. That's the thing.
I don't care.
Naturally,
like,
you're not corny.
But with a child,
I know.
But
I can't imagine.
Okay?
I couldn't. I think there was something you tweeted, and I was like, Jesus Christ!
It was
you're
a lyric.
Corny.
Okay, I care about you, baby, baby, more than you ever know. Come on, guys, y'all know Janae, yeah. Like, listen. Honestly, and I tweeted that, but I did it in reference to the baby, and these bitches are up in my mentions, like,
no,
I swear, I was so angry. I was actually angry. I don't know why I was angry. I was just like, just shut the fuck up, okay? Watch, I'm never gonna tell them anything about the baby. I'm never tweeting about the baby anymore.
It was next level corny. Like, I know I'm cornier, but that was next level kind of corny. Like, I was like, Jesus Christ, like, since when?
It was a lyric. Jamila is queen of tweeting lyrics, queen.
Yeah, but I tweet nasty lyrics and I can't relate to them.
Well, I don't care. She still tweets lyrics, but when I want to tweet lyrics, no. And I was saying, this is what I was saying. Yeah, I was like, how? Okay, I was like, what did I say again? I said something like, yeah, why do people like expect me to just always be this hard bodied, like whatever? Can I not have a soft side? Like, I don't understand. Like,
I've never seen your child.
This is my baby.
Like, I literally have never seen your soft side before. I think I've seen you kiss your boyfriend once. And that was like,
that was December
2015.
That was a Pinkmas, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I think you were drunk.
Yeah. No, I wasn't. Well, no. But it's just I'm not like a PDA person. That's why, like, behind closed doors, but you know. But yeah.
But me, I know I'm very corny. That's because I'm, you know, I'm fragile and I'm a little babe.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, okay. I'm a princess. So.
Okay.
Don't be a hater.
Oh, so, yeah.
What other first puberty experience are there? First boy you liked? I can't lie, I've been a hoe from early. I had a boyfriend in nursery. His name was Joshua, and he had dreadlocks.
Boyfriend in nursery. Okay.
Yes, he was my boyfriend. Okay. So his name was Joshua, and I had come home and I told my mum that I've got a boyfriend, and she was like, oh, who? And I was like, his name is Joshua and he's Jamaican and he has dreadlocks. And she was like, okay, you can't be with him. And then I don't know if I've been, she just let me watch too much EastEnders, because I was like, I don't care what you say, I'm gonna run away with him and we're gonna get married, I'm gonna have so many children, I'm never gonna talk to you ever.
Okay guys, that is the moment that I would have slapped my child. Do you understand? There's times when it calls for beating, and that was one of them.
I was adorable, so my mom would never beat me, so she was just laughing
about you telling me I'm going to run
she
away
was just
with
laughing
him.
I was like, yeah, I'm gonna have a million kids,
yeah,
and we're never gonna talk to you again. I don't, I can't remember what Joshua looks like, but yeah, he had,
I don't even remember the first boy legs. I can't remember at all.
I've just had loads. I've just been from early. I've been liking Beck, but I think more serious years, the first boy I liked, did he break my heart? No, never been heartbroken.
Nah, I'd say the first boy I liked in more serious years, he, like, we went out for 2 weeks in school, and we broke up because, what happened again? I think, oh yeah, because basically, when I used to see him in the hallway in school, I wouldn't hug him or I wouldn't talk to him or anything like that. Like, because I don't know why, I was just being shy. And then he called me and was like, oh, why don't you hug me when we're in the halls or when you see me or blah, blah, blah. And then we just started arguing. I just said, you're dumped, and hung up on him. Literally 2 weeks.
He's like an ice kid. I would swear. Never do that. That is so horrible. It's savage.
So dumb. I tell you.
You're dumb.
But the like, worst like, thing is, like, Alan we end up Sugar having a thing for each other for like years to come. It was just so weird. Like,
oh, first love, so love and basketball.
Okay, he wasn't my first love. No, no.
Who's your first love, Jeff? Isn't it? Your boyfriend.
Yeah,
that's
adorable.
The
thing is, I'd say that you think you were in love with someone, but you weren't. It was literally infatuation. Like, I know the way I would see love is if I would take a bullet for you. There's no nigga that I've ever felt like I would take a bullet for, except for Jeff. Like,
aww,
nobody.
That's so cute.
So that's the way I see it. Like, I know.
I feel now is not what I felt back then. I feel like I'm broken. Like,
what do you mean?
I swear to God,
you can never love someone.
Yeah, like,
because you haven't met someone to love. That's exactly what I feel.
Like, you know, you especially, you'll be calling me like I'm a savage and all this shit. But the thing is, it's not that. Like, just can't
you just
hold
ain't met,
my
the, you ain't met the person. That's all it is, honestly.
Like, even my ex, I didn't love him. Like, now I can look back and say, I didn't love him.
Of course not. I know you haven't loved anybody yet. But, like, honestly, like, I'm not just in denial. Like, I'd be honest with something like this. I genuinely have not felt anything close to what I feel now for anybody else.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah. That's that.
Well, that wraps up our first experiences. Let us know how your first bra experience went, the first boy you liked went, your first period experience.
Even your first kiss, even though we didn't get to it, we're running out of time, but even your first kiss.
I think it was in year 6.
Yeah, I don't remember. I think mine was, I can't remember.
But yeah, let us know. Hashtag Pink Matter Podcast.
Definitely wasn't in primary school though. You're such a thought, I swear.
Listen, from day, okay, I've been peng. I can't help it, okay?
Still peng, always
like,
peng.
Like, what's it called? I asked the question the other day, yeah. How many people did you kiss in primary school? Or something
I've
like that.
I never kissed anyone in primary school. That's a joke.
Guys, I was like, okay, first of all, I went to like 5 primary schools, yeah? So I'm not going to try to justify it, yeah? But I was in like 5 primary schools. So I've kissed like over 20 guys.
Mm. Wait, what? Oh, what, in primary school?
Yeah.
In primary school.
Guys, I was sexy, okay? I can't help it.
Guys, I have no words.
Like, I was a painting, you know? Like, I was just out here, like, you know what it was?
You know, I thought you were saying life, and then, like, wait, did you say primary school?
No, literally. Yeah,
I think nah, you're actually crazy. 20. And you think I'm mentally unstable.
Yeah, you bang your head against the wall. Of course you're mentally unstable.
Yeah.
Yeah, let us know, guys. Hashtag Pink Massa Podcast. So, on today's segment of Asking for a Friend, we received this through Curious Cat. So, I'm going to read this as if I'm the girl. There's this guy I've been dating for just over a couple of months. He recently expressed to me that he was feeling bad about something, and when I asked what it was, he told me that he had paid for one of those cam girls to have cam sex with, or whatever it's called. My dilemma is this. It's put me off being with him in any way. We haven't had sex yet. I don't know if I'm wrong for letting this turn me off and stop me from progressing with whatever it is that we may have going on in the future. I feel like I'm overreacting, but also I can't help how I feel. Please help.
Okay, so what was she asking? So she was saying that she...
It's put her off being with him in any way.
So when did he... Did she say when he...
No, she doesn't say. Okay. 'Cause he said that he was feeling bad about something, and that when she asked what it was...
Oh, were they together?
No, they're dating. Oh. They've been dating for a couple of months now.
But he did it while they were dating?
I'm assuming so, because she said so he was feeling bad about something, so...
Oh, see, okay, that just changes everything. Because if it was before, I'm not going to lie, I'd still judge him. I don't judge cam girls, but I judge people that use cam girls. I know it sounds stupid, same. But I just feel like you're a bit of a creep. I mean, for the cam girls, get your coins, get your checks, girl.
Girl,
but I'm no saying, shame. Honestly, but it's the guys that are actually, like, utilising the facility that I
feel... disgusting.
Or the service, I mean, that utilizing the service, I just find them creepy. Sexual honestly, deviant. I'm not
again sexual deviancy. You know, that's like one of our favorite terms on here.
Honestly, so I it would put me off. 100%.
I feel mighty triggered. Yeah. How dare you? Because first of all, when I was telling you about facial guy, you were saying
yeah, but that's different though. That I think that's different because Shall I tell you why? Because this is the same way I judge guys that go to brothels. Have you not noticed how normalized it is in our generation going to a brothel? I think that's disgusting. You're basically paying for sex. And I still don't understand till this day what a brothel looks like or how it really works. Yeah. I just know that they have sex with prostitutes, right?
Yeah.
I think that's that.
And again with that, yeah, it's so jokes because for me, I'm like, woman, I'm like, yeah, do your thing, get your coins. Yeah. Like, you got to get it how you get it.
But you're not, they're not the ones that are paying for it. They're getting paid for it. That's why I see it as two completely, I know it sounds stupid, but I see it as two completely different things. But I think we even, yeah, anyways, forget what I was about to say. But I personally, I would 100% judge the guy. It would put me off.
Yeah, same.
It would put me off. Especially like, if it was done during.
I feel mighty triggered just reading it because I feel like, again, sexual deviancy, one of our favourite terms on this show. I just feel like it's very weird. That's creepy.
However, though, even though I say that, it depends on how old you were when you did it as well. Because if, okay, for instance, someone that I was, okay, so let's say my boyfriend right now was to tell me that when he was younger, he paid for a cam girl. I'd say if he was like 16 or 17. Okay, I think he was doing it for the experience. Like, you know, they used to watch Babe Station, as you were saying earlier, all of that bullshit. They used to have the stupid magazines, FHM, whatever, whatever. So I'd see that as just part of a growing experience. You know, boys are so horny when they're young. But I think if you're now doing it in your like 20, when you're 25 or even 21 onwards, you know what you're doing and you know what it is and it's no longer an experience.
And also,
for
what
you.
Kind of cam girl? Like, are you paying for Babe Station? You know they only show boobs on Babe Station.
Like, and it's like you're paying... just shake their breasts. Like you're really, really, really spending your money on that. Like, it just doesn't make sense.
I don't know. It would 100% put me off. I don't. Her dilemma was, is she? She said, let me go back to check. She said, it's put her off. Mm. She doesn't know if she's wrong for letting this turn her off or stop from progressing for whatever it is that they may have going on in the future. I know, even though I didn't talk with Facial Guy about what he did yet.
Which she should have.
Again, sorry, I can't. I feel like I was in an awkward space. Everything was just very
awkward. It's awkward, but I've just been like, I don't like stuff like that. So don't tell me shit. No, if you're going to do that, don't tell me.
At that point, it was like, you already told me. So it's like, I have to remove myself. Anyway, we're not talking about me here. So I think you should definitely express that you find that very weird. And maybe you guys need to talk about it because... clearly, it's going to be an issue because for me, that would put me off 100%. I'd be like, you actually paid for a camp, like, it's not even like, if he made for a prostitute, I get that, again, at least there's actually an act, you know, there's the actual sex, but a cam girl, like, you don't touch her, you only see her.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I find. It's like you're almost having sex with, like, a hologram, in my opinion. Like, I get that they're responsive and stuff like that, but it's, to me, I always find people that pay for sex a bit wayward. Not gonna lie, I do.
I don't know. I
definitely. It's weird. I don't think it's wrong about the women. Sex workers. Yeah. But it depends as well. Again, like, I'm not gonna sit here and say I don't judge all sex workers, because some people might be offended by this, but I kind of do. Like, there are some really, really messy prostitutes that, you know, like,
but that all boils down to work ethic and how you do your, again, it's basically like being a, whether you're a good retail assistant or whether you're a bad one,
regardless, it's still your job, but it's how you do it. There we go.
So it's all based on how you do it. But that aside, I just feel like that's just weird, mate. You're not wrong for feeling put off, because I personally would be put off. We'd both be put off. So I think you, in expressing it, maybe if you could talk about it, if that doesn't change your mind, then you should climb loose. Again, girl, I'm assuming you're young, or even in your 20s. There was this video I watched where this woman, she was just spitting truths. Like, she was like, your 20s are for cutting guys off. I love that video so much.
She used to be like my mentor. Like,
it was just so inspirational. It was like, I wish I heard that when I was younger. Listen.
Gosh.
So if he is not meeting what you need, girl, cut him loose. Because I'm sure it could be going well, but before you know it, you could be waking up to him molesting your feet.
Guys, just remember this, yeah?
Tell foot us molester.
No, don't worry. I'll tell you that story.
Remember foot molester.
Foot molester. Just remember that one, yeah? Oh, it's all about to come out now.
People gonna get shamed for this. But yeah, you really do need to discuss it.
Yeah.
Definitely have a chat with him. You're not wrong for feeling put off at all. I mean, I don't want to be completely judgmental and say he's wrong for doing it, however I am at the same time. So he's a weirdo for me. He'd be
the
a weirdo.
Thing is, at least he told you, because you wouldn't have even known.
Yeah,
if he didn't tell you, you wouldn't have known. And I think that's something that I don't know how to describe it, but I feel bad for sometimes when someone's telling you the truth about something that, to be honest, they didn't have to tell you. He didn't have to tell you at all, unless he was, because I can't tell, I don't know about the time frame. If it was during you, then of course, okay, he kind of owed you that. But if it wasn't, he didn't owe you that at all.
It's weird though, because imagine if she was a cam girl and she had told him that, oh yeah, I'm a cam girl.
Yeah.
I'm assuming he'd obviously be put off by that.
Yeah.
So it's like,
that's the thing. But then he's using cam girls. Exactly.
It's like, you don't really, definitely just express your feelings, babe.
You telling people to shut the fuck up,
okay? I don't have to follow my own advice, okay?
How rich.
I'm not asking myself for advice, okay?
But yeah, okay. So,
the next dilemma. We say it differently. I say dilemma. You say dilemma. Actually, sometimes dilemma. I say it differently.
Dilemma. I never say dilemma.
I say both. I
say dilemma.
Again, weird childhood, different schools. It's annoying.
Dilemma. I don't even know what it is. Guys, tell us what it is. Tell us what it is. Is it A, dilemma, or B, dilemma? Okay. So, hi ladies, I'm 23 and I've been best friends with one of my girls, let's call her Maria, since I was in year 7. Maria and I are basically like sisters and we do most things together. The only thing we didn't do together was go to the same uni. Up until then, we shared the same friends, so during the holidays, she often met my uni friends and naturally created bonds with them. Since leaving uni, this has begun to bug me because she now does things with them and leaves me out. There will be times they may plan an outing, but I can't attend due to other commitments such as work. Instead of them to reschedule, they'll just go ahead with said plans. If it was the other way around and Maria couldn't make something that I had planned with her uni friends, we'd reschedule. But to be honest, I haven't stayed in touch with her friends, whereas she's gotten closer with mine. I can't tell whether this is petty for me to have an issue with or if it's a genuine problem. It's now gotten to the point where sometimes they don't even let me know of plans. If I address it, I'll seem like I'm jealous, but I don't want to be harboring ill feelings towards her. What should I do?
So, what did she call the friend?
Maria.
So, Maria's hanging out with her friends.
Maria's a snake. Yeah,
I feel
straight.
Like, she's a snake.
She's a snake.
Too deep.
No. She's a snake.
Listen, she's the reason why I'm saying this...
I've had to deal with this so many times. She's a snake.
No, the reason I'm saying this...
She's a snake.
I'm joking. The reason I'm saying this is, because, like, one of my best friends right now, we met through a mutual friend who was our mutual best friend.
Yeah.
So, we only became best friends because of our mutual best friend.
Yeah.
And we're no longer friends with that mutual best friend.
Yeah.
So...
But for your own personal reasons, each individual reasons, or is it the same?
It's pretty much the same
reason. But she did you both the same way. It wasn't that one was following the other. Like, would you say that...
No, because I basically... Let's call them Kelly and Michelle. Right. Because I'm Beyonce. Yeah. So, Michelle was a mutual friend. No shade. Michelle was a mutual friend and Kelly was the best friend I made through Michelle.
Mm-hmm. And shade.
No shade. So... Michelle was, she was always doing Kelly wrong. Mm. However, Kelly never cut Michelle loose. Mm-hmm. So Michelle did the exact same thing to me. And I cut her loose straight away.
Yeah.
And Kelly just sort of followed suit. Followed suit. She cut her off as well.
See, I don't like that situation.
See, but stuff like that, because I'm a different kind of person. I don't really allow people to piss me. Like, I don't have the mental space to allow people to irritate me. So, obviously, we met through... I don't even know what my point was. We met through a mutual friend. Mm-hmm. So, how me and Kelly got close was through Michelle.
Yeah.
And I don't see any problem with that, because I used to go out with Kelly without Michelle. Same way Michelle and Kelly would go out without me, and... me and Michelle would go out without Kelly.
The reason I think that's off is because it's not naturally your friends will make friends of each other. Like, I have so many different sets of friends, but then they can still come together and, you know, talk.
Yeah.
However, rarely do they actually go off and become friends of each other. I'm still kind of the glue. And that's with other friends that I have as well, like Jamila as well, her best friend now. I wouldn't go out with her by myself, but, you know.
Yeah, and I wouldn't go out with your best friend.
Exactly, we don't. But at the same time, my thing is, if you know certain friends. So there's certain friends that, you know, if I'm going to, I don't know, Migos concert, I know who to call. And this might be a friend of a friend. But you know your friend, the actual mutual friend, is not going to go. It's not going to want to go. Mm-hmm. That's different to, you know, this friend of yours wants to come and will want to come, but I don't care anyway because you can't make it. So let me just go out with your friend anyway. I don't know how to describe it.
I think it's both petulant and at the same time, you're entitled to feeling that way. Only because I don't like to downplay how people feel towards issues, like stuff that is bothering them. So I can't downplay how you feel. However, at the same time, it is quite petulant because maybe she just gets along with your friends. Like, do you know?
No, I get that.
Like,
no,
some people mesh really well.
That's fair enough.
Really
no
well.
One's stopping you guys from being friends. But I feel like when it starts to get to the point where you met these people through me and now you make plans without me, I think I wouldn't like stuff like that personally.
I'm trying to think who have I,
and you know I'm not a sensitive person at all, it's just for me it's the principle. At least ask me, and if I say I can't go, naturally I'm the type of person that will just be like, just, you know, go ahead. No one begged her to reschedule with those, you know, herself. No one begged you to reschedule whenever it was you making the plans and she couldn't make it or whatever. But at the same time, like, at least ask me if I want to come or not. Don't not ask me. What the hell? I haven't even given you an opportunity to...
But you know, the thing is, I don't think, apart from my whole Beyonce, Kelly, Michelle situation, I don't really have a lot of friends that I just sort of adopt. Because, you know, the kind of people me and you are, we adopt new people a lot. So we like making new friends.
Yeah.
However, I don't really think... We have most of the same friends now.
Yeah.
But all of your, like, your best friends, for example, give me one of your best friends. Give me a name, one of your best friends. Don't you have any best friends?
I do. But
are
I
you denying
start,
them on air?
I don't want to start naming
you're denying them on air.
People like that.
You're denying them on air. You're denying them on air.
Like,
you're denying them on
shut
air.
Shut up.
Guys,
let's say Monique. Go on.
Okay. So like, Monique, I more or less met her through you.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever hung out with Monique by myself.
Yeah, that's true.
But we're still friends.
Yeah, I get
same
that.
Way. Okay.
Okay, yeah, but... okay, but the way that we are, because it's been years now,
yeah,
and we literally do everything together. If I'm going somewhere, Monique is naturally going to say Jamila as well. You will always be part of.
But what I'm saying is that it's because
yeah, but this is what I'm saying, and that's how they were. She said that they were like sisters. Mm. Do you understand where I'm coming from now? But then, if you and Monique were now to link up and do something, I wouldn't care because, like, I don't know how to describe it, but because of how much we chill together, but clearly these lot. Don't do that. That's the point she's making. They don't even do that.
Give her a heads up.
They don't even give her the opportunity. They don't even chill together enough either. Her friend is chilling with her friends more than this girl chills with her own friends. Does that make sense?
I think she herself, the girl that wrote in the dilemma, I think she should speak to her best friend because the same way I would be able to speak to you rather than not in the way that obviously me and Monique aren't friends, but same way I'd be able to speak to you about something that's bothering me concerning the way maybe you and Monique hanging out, let's say for example, I could speak to you because me and you are close like that. So I think she should speak to her best friend.
Yeah, 100%, 100%.
Not the friends because it's not really any of their business. And it's going to be then it becomes the issue that's petulant and
she's butt hurt and stuff like that.
You're being a baby, like it's not primary school. Yeah. So speak to your best friend, just be like, and sometimes you can sort of joke about it. Like, bitch, why are you always hanging out with
me? Exactly.
Like,
what about me? Exactly. Snake. Hiss. You know when we do that? Okay, for instance, when we used to have a group chat, if there were two people that did something without... I'd be like, hiss, bitch. Like, for instance, there was a time, bitch. Okay. So, before a wedding, we were all supposed to go get our nails done.
I'm so dead.
This bitch, Jamila, we spoke about it the night before. We said we were going together. Next day, I'm like, I don't know if I asked or she hollered at me or whatever. I was like, where are you at? Oh, on my way to the nail shop, bruv. You didn't want to tell me, no. And she was with another one of our friends.
Oh, Lola.
Before Lammy's wedding. And I was just like, no. See, I got in my feelings because of that. Because I was just like, so why didn't you tell me that you were leaving?
No, but the reason why was because I was still far.
No, but it didn't matter because I had not even buffed. Like, what did you want me to do? Buff, get ready, leave all in 1 hour. And the place was still an hour away from me because I was driving, so it was an hour away. And so she was like, no, but you can still get ready. And I was like, bitch, shut the fuck up. You know, I just shut up. Like,
she was being a baby, guys.
I was not. I was not having it. The point where her house was on the way to the wedding and I swear, if I don't know, if I just didn't have like a place in my heart for her, I was just going to let her pay for cab and go to the place. Because I hadn't told her that it was en route. So I had to tell her, she said, you know what? I wasn't going to tell you, but you know, because I was like, this is payback.
Yeah, his is what we use when we're sneaking. Because especially, I think it was 2 summers ago? So it was like, I feel like, there was the younger lot and there was the older lot, if that makes sense, in our group. So there was our group of friends. So it was like me and the two baldies. Mm-hmm. And it was more or less,
even going to bring up something about that, actually. Yeah.
It was me and the two baldies and you and Monique.
Yeah, and some other dumb bitch. Yeah.
What, the fat one?
No. Kel.
I don't know who
Kel.
That is.
Keenan and Kel. Kel.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about her.
Keenan and Kel. Anyway,
guys, she's such a bitch. So, and people say I'm the horrible one, but okay.
Yeah, a bit of bitch. But anyway.
But yeah, so there was Sam, Monique, and Kel, and then there was me and the two baldies, that's Lola and Wara. Mm. So I think one time, did we go to the cinema together? And it was me, you, and the two baldies, and we didn't include anybody else.
Yeah, but then why did that happen? I can't remember.
It was just, it wasn't even a spur of the moment. We just really wanted to go watch Straight Outta Compton.
I can't remember why. Maybe it's because of where it was. To be fair, we went to Romford. So I don't know.
I can't remember. You know, we just always used to do stuff like, it would be weird that we would do things together. You know, it was so jokes. I think we had like 4 group chats between us or something. So like you had them with the old ones and then you had me and then with one of the baldies.
And then one of the bitter bitches. She was bitter because she wasn't in any of our group chats.
Yeah, she was bitter.
But anyways.
She only had one friend.
But she wasn't.
Which was Sam at the time.
But yeah, it's funny how we went from that. I'm not in any group chats anymore.
Yeah, I don't have any group. I already have my uni one, which is neat because obviously I live in the house.
Mine's
with them.
Only at work and that's it. But yeah, as you were saying,
so we do stuff like that. We'd be like, hiss, bitch.
Yeah,
like,
but it wasn't even
Snapchat,
like that.
Like, hiss, bitch.
Exactly. It wasn't even like that because usually we just include everyone. Yeah. But sometimes you just forget or you just want to just do something right then and there or you know that the other person can't make it. I think we went on a weekday. I'm not going to lie. I think we went on a weekday.
No, it wasn't a weekday. It was a Sunday.
Are you sure?
It was a Sunday.
There was a reason why, though.
It was carnival. It was carnival that day.
Was it carnival? It was carnival. So maybe that's why we didn't invite Monique, for instance, because she went carnival. So it could have been that. Because I remember there was a reason.
You're lying.
Shut up. There was a reason. I remember there being a reason.
Minnie, she just didn't invite you.
Whatever. Anyway, so why you say, see, why me? Why is it on me? Like, we ain't all friends out here.
No.
But do you see what I'm saying? This is what I'm saying.
Minique and I made friends through you. So it was your responsibility to invite.
My thing is, okay, for instance, the bitter bitch, yeah. She was like, she was friends with, like, one of the baldies. She was friends with one of the baldies before I was.
Pumbaa, the fat one.
Huh?
Is Timon the fat one?
Yeah, that's the warthog.
Okay, so yeah, she was Pumbaa. Go on.
No, she wasn't Pumbaa.
No, and talking about the bitter bitch.
No, she's Timon. Timon's the skinny one.
Oh, okay. So
Timon's
Timon.
The one that thinks like this.
Oh, yeah, so she was Timon. Sorry, guys. Yeah, sorry, go on.
So, yeah. So anyway, she was scared. She was friends with one of the baldies before I was friends with her. Then the baldie became friends with me. And she was just said straight. She was like, I like you better. Like, I get along with you more. The other one's just bare bitter and, you know, it's just bare sensitive. So, like, you know, I like you more.
Can't help when your pussy pouts severely.
Flipping bitter bitch was just being bitter about everything. Just being bitter about group chat, how we're in group chats. And she thinks that group chats are neaky and this, that, and the other.
One friend, she can't.
Meanwhile, Shabi, it was group chat that I found out she'd been talking the most about me in. Group chat. Because she finally found one extra friend. To so that he can make a threesome.
She has a group chat.
To put in a group chat. Ooh. She.
But now she's back to one friend.
Suddenly a group chat was acceptable.
Timon and Pumbaa.
But this is what I'm saying.
King and Cal.
I'm saying in that situation it was bitterness. Just shut up. I'm saying bitterness. It's bitterness in that situation because of the way she went about it. The way she was speaking, like she would like try and bring me down for being friends with one of them or...
Having younger friends as well.
Yeah, no, but the worst thing is like she was your friend first. Do you know what I'm saying? It's just because she didn't like the fact that I was like more sharing. Liked than her. It was really that simple. And yeah, she is very...
You can't help it when you're pussy parts like really okay. When people want to be your friend...
She's always been like that.
When you are liked and people want to be your friend, people will hate you for it.
No, it's true. People don't like that other people like you. Like, I remember someone tweeted something like that, and it was, like, real talk. Like, people really have an issue with other people liking you in general.
Like, you know, especially, I get that a lot with me, myself, because I know people feel like, oh, yeah, I'm such a bitch, and I'm so rude, or whatever.
So how does she have friends?
Yeah, and it's like, you don't get it. Like, I just love myself. People just love me. I can't help it, okay?
Honestly, and I'm so genuine. Like,
I'm authentic.
That's what I was about to say. We're so genuine. When we become friends with people, we're actually very genuine. And I think I've said this before, that people might turn around and think, you know, she's got an ulterior motive. Like, it's not that. I honestly, genuinely, I'm just being open
just
and loving.
I just want to love you.
Exactly. I want us to be friends. The more friends, the better. I mean, that means more people at my wedding. What do you mean? Like,
and it's like,
I wouldn't be friends.
Even with, you know, situations where it's like, you know, when you're advising a friend, like, I'd feel like they always feel like you're coming from like a malicious place.
And you're not.
And I find that so weird because it's like, what kind of friendships have you had? Like,
exactly.
I literally just want to love you. I just want you to be a better person. I don't want anything ill for you.
Exactly. And we're not saying that we're great. We're these amazing, amazing people because we have our own flaws and we have our own faults. But where we feel that we can, you know.
I feel like friendship is one of my selling points. Point where I feel like I'm a great friend. No one can deny that I'm a great friend. I will go above and beyond for you. Shut the fuck up.
I wish
bitch.
I had a little violin to play.
Stupid bitch. But I will actually go above and beyond for you. Like, if you want to do something, I'm like, yeah, what? Bam, what do you want to do? How are we doing this? Okay, what do you need me to do? How can I do something? So it's like, when people have that view towards you, it's somewhat sad. I think it's a bit sad.
And I feel like there's some people that just want to feel included at the end of the day. Like, if we're going to refer, because I know we always go off on a tangent. Yeah? If we want to go back to the dilemma, there's some people that always want to feel included. And if your friend knows that you're that kind of person, then they need to accommodate that. That's the thing.
People need to learn to adjust themselves
to how your friends
are. For other people.
Yeah.
Because, again, I know Samantha's not like that. Mm-mm. But, for example, I have a friend that she'll be like, what the fuck, I haven't seen you in months. Like, you know, just the other day, not even just the other day, it was just yesterday, like, someone I consider like my baby sister, I haven't seen her in ages, like, since my birthday. And I'm even planning to go see her up at her uni. But, like, it's stuff like that. You have to learn to know what certain people need from you and whether you can accommodate that.
Yeah, exactly. And if you can't accommodate that, then... I don't know. What would your advice be on that? Maybe you're just not compatible as friends, really, because, like, back to this issue, I think it's happened to me so much in life. I'm not joking. I think the thing that happens to me the most, in fact, it's not even friends right now. It'll be someone I've fallen out with, and then a friend will go and now make friends with them.
I hate that so much. That is
to me, I'm not about that. I don't care. It's not, to me, it's not about loyalty. I don't care about that. I just feel like, why now? Like, why did you pick now?
You weren't friends with them
when I was friends with them. Like, we could have all been friends together, but why is it now that we aren't cool that you decide that you want
to
now
close to them?
Exactly, that you now want to be friends with them. That's what I've, you know, found a lot. And when I was younger, not that much, when I was like, say, 19, 20, I remember falling out with somebody, and he was a really close friend. It was a boy. He was a really close friend of mine. And then my, like, kind of ex-best friend, she decided, okay, I'm going to be friends with him now. So she became besties with him, whatever. And she'd always come back to me like, oh, he said this and that about you, blah, 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 whatever. So when I found out, she dogged me, like, she fucked someone that I was seeing here. So she did that, and I was like, I called him, like, this is after we'd made up, and I called him, and I was just like, did she ever used to talk shit about me? Like, just tell me the truth, because she always used to come to me with things that you've said about me. And he was like, no, she didn't. And I said, well, fuck that bitch, because she did X, Y, Z, blah, blah, blah. And he said, oh, I thought you were trying to set me up. Yeah, she used to talk your business all the time, until, literally everything, things I didn't even, shouldn't have known about you. I know about your boyfriend, I know about this, I know about that. He literally knew my whole life story. And this is what I find when you're friends with somebody that your friend has fallen out with, naturally the conversation can lead to that person, and it could be for anything. It could just be because the person misses you, or the person feels hurt by something you've done and wants to discuss it with your friend because you are mutual friends. But you will come up at the end of the day. It's just how you handle it, and a lot of people don't know how to handle that. So, like, I have a for instance, Neek, she's really close friends with someone that I've like fallen out with, that we all used to be close friends, but we don't talk about each other. Like, it literally, unless something has happened that we have, like, me and the girl that I've fallen out with both must speak about to Monique, we won't talk about each other. So, and that's how it should be. Yeah. Exactly.
You need to let go of that hurt. But yeah, going back to the dilemma, yeah, definitely talk to your best friend. Don't talk to other friends, because to them it's going to seem a bit futile, but speak to your best friend. Even if it's in a jokey way, just bring it up. Be like, yeah, like, what the hell? Why are you always leaving me out, bitch?
Always leaving me out.
Or like, because this...
How did you know I didn't want to come? Like, why didn't you ask me? Like,
I think, what's the kind of technique I'd use? I'd be like, I do stuff like this. I'm like, oh, I'm in need of a new best friend. My best friend keeps neglecting me.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, yeah, advert for a new best friend.
I'd be like, oh, hi, stranger. Oh, yeah, what?
Oh, you know who I am. Now.
Oh, okay. What, your other friend's busy, so that's why you want to call me?
Oh, yeah. You got to just do it in a way that it's not going to feel like, you know, when people get hurt by you being hurt, so they feel hurt by you being hurt. Yeah. So instead of don't do it in that way, just do it in a way where it's lighthearted but still serious.
Yeah, definitely don't make it too serious. Like, unless you think it's that serious, but I don't think you think it's that serious. I just think it's something that can definitely be worked on. If you mention it once, she will always now involve you.
Yeah.
But I think, okay, it's a bit of a stretch to say you must reschedule. Because you've just said that you have work commitments,
etc.
But that part, yeah, she doesn't have to reschedule, but try and include you where she can. The whole part about them not asking you.
Because I just feel like, you know, some people you don't actually see all the time anyways. Like, even my own best friends, I think I have about 4 best friends. 2 guys, 2 girls. Mm. So, like, for example, I see you and Sadiq the most.
Mm.
And my other 2, I don't see. Like, my other male best friend, I swear, I could see him, like, once a year.
I swear.
We will be fine. But my other female best friend, I'm just... It depends on the friend. And I can't deal without seeing you regularly. And I can't deal without seeing
Sadiq regularly.
Yeah,
and they don't care either. Exactly, the ones that we don't see, it's not like they care that much. Well, I have one that cared. But, like, life happened. And, you know, I don't know.
So, yeah, just talk to that best friend.
So that
wraps up today's
show.
Again, let us know with your views. Pink Matter Podcast, # Pink Matter Podcast, and send
more
your
dilemmas
to what?
pinkmattercontact@gmail.com or curiouscat.me/thepinkmatter. Also, as Valentine's is fast approaching, we will be doing a Valentine's giveaway. So look out for that, and we will announce the winner on the next show, which will be a day after Valentine's Day. So
As if I'm able to put it out by then, because, you know.
Able to put what out by then?
Nothing. The next episode.
Why?
You know, some people might be busy on Valentine's Day, okay? You're not the only one with niggas out here.
Wow.
You're not the only one with niggas out here. I'm chatting shit.
She's always got a nigga.
No.
There's always someone.
No. There's actually no one. Like, there's no one at this point in time. There is not a person. I am single. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Amen. Talk to yourself.
Shut the fuck up. And always remember, on Wednesdays, we listen to Pink Matter.